Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Donald Trump went on Fox, and that made those pesky late-night hosts tell some jokes. Seth Meyers said, "The president stepped out of his right-wing media bubble to do a disastrous interview with Axios, and it went so badly, he immediately ran back to safe ground on Fox News." Seth again, "At this point, friendly side of the aisle just means anyone who won't ask a follow-up question." Seth again, "You know it's bad when even the president's allies talk about him the way a parent would warn a child to stay away from strangers. They talk about legitimate journalists like they're pulling up outside the White House in a windowless van. Psst, hey kid, you want to do an interview? Tough one. Follow-up questions." And then in a Trump impression, he says, "My friend Sean told me not to talk to strangers." Seth, one more time, "Wow, that is beyond a softball interview." That's the Fox interview. "That's how you interview your new puppy. And who is a good boy? Is it you? It's you, isn't it? You're a good boy." Jimmy Fallon said he basically tried dating other shows and ended up back with his ex. "Wow, wow, wow, look who came crawling back." Fallon again, "Yep, Trump went on and on this morning for 53 minutes. Most Americans were like, hey, if we wanted to hear the president ramble about nothing for an hour, we'd watch the coronavirus briefing." Trump floated his opinion that mail-in voting could delay an election result for months or years. That had Fallon say, "Months or years, it's an election, not the results of a COVID test." And Fallon again, "Yeah, Trump was like, it's going to take a while. Imagine the time it takes me to walk down a ramp. Now double that." From Deadline, the New York Comedy Festival is taking a year off. Guess why? You know why. The 2020 edition of the 16-year-old event has been canceled. The next comedy festival is now set for November 8th to the 14th, 2021. Pencil that in on your calendar, and God help us all if next November you're listening to Daily Comedy News and I tell you it's been postponed or it's a Zoom festival. Carolyn Hirsch says, "It's during times like these when we can all use a good laugh, but as they say in comedy, it's all in the timing." If you like watching late night hosts at home, sucks to be you. Stephen Colbert and James Corden will be returning to the studio starting tonight. There will not be a live audience. Sebastian Maniscalco spoke about the golden days of Johnny Carson, who could make or break a comedian. Sebastian told Forbes, "I don't think there's a marquee where you could go on a show, get called over to the couch, and the next day you're a household name. Just because the environments of entertainment has changed so drastically. There are so many different shows and streaming networks that it's really kind of hard to go on one and make a splash. But I've always thought that Jerry Seinfeld was kind of the guy that if he liked you, you could say to yourself, Jerry likes me. I must be doing something right. I don't think there's anybody that really fills Carson's shoes. But with podcasts now, they're taking over in regards to a lot of the interviewing type shows where the talk show format back in the 80s used to be Johnny Carson. And really, that's it. Letterman was there, but Johnny was the king. But I guess I would say it's Jerry Seinfeld today. If you like estate sales, well, Jeff Foxworthy is saying farewell to his massive Atlanta area home, and he's selling his stuff. This from TMZ, your home for comedy news. Jeff is moving out of his 12,000 square foot mansion in Johns Creek, Georgia, and downsizing to a smaller home, probably only like 10,000 square feet. So he's holding a huge estate sale. Some of the things you can get at this estate sale: autographed memorabilia from various comedy and entertainment projects, TV scripts, sports collectibles, fine furnishings, a Renaissance billiards table. Renaissance with a capital R. I'm guessing that's a brand and not some sort of weird medieval pool table that Jeff Foxworthy has. And two white-tailed deer mounts. Jim Gaffigan spoke to Vulture about outdoor comedy shows. Jim says, "There's the risk, there's the reward, and there's the creative fulfillment. Depending on your appetite, depending on the comedian's desire to work or perform, I think outdoor shows are safer than performing inside. Could you tape a special? Yeah, I could. I think it lends itself to probably different styles of stand-up. I think a drive-in show is not the perfect venue for Stephen Wright's stand-up, but I think it's great for someone who's like Bert Kreischer, who does these drive-in shows that's creating a celebrity thing. For me, people drive up with their family in a car, and again, I've only done two of these. They're sick of everyone in the car, but at least maybe they might enjoy this show. I don't know. It's weird. It depends when you ask me, because after each one of these shows, my agent or my manager, who had spent the last 4 months scheduling and rescheduling shows, are always like, so what can we learn? Jim says, I think there's an appetite, but I do think that the quality of the experience outside of it being eccentric, it's not there. We know that when you go to a drive-in movie theater date, you can make out with your date. The movie's not that important. It's the experience, like American Graffiti. But does that work for stand-up? For music? Yes, but my wife said, we've got to mic the audience. And I'm like, but people are dealing with different things. There's a certain privacy. So I guess we shouldn't make out at Jim Gaffigan concert shows. There goes my weekend plans.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries.
Tim Heidecker of Tim and Eric fame has a new album coming out. It is called Fear of Death. It'll come out on Space Bomb Records September 25th. The album is described as, quote, serious album about serious topics. Interesting. Some of these topics include, quote, a doomed future, abandoning life in the city, and the inevitability of death. Sounds hilarious. Heidecker is joined by an all-star band. I didn't know this record was going to be so focused on death when I was writing it. It took a minute for me to stand back and look what I was talking about to realize, yes, I'm now a middle-aged man, and my subconscious is screaming at me, you're getting old, dude. You're not going to live forever. Put down that cheeseburger. He said, the record is a dream come true for me. I got to work with some of the best and nicest musicians in town who helped me take some shabby simple tunes and turn them into something I'm really proud of. And are you excited for the Jersey Comedy Festival? It is the virtual Jersey City Comedy Festival. It is this week, August 12th to the 15th. It will be held entirely on Zoom with over 65 performers from across the country. So good news if you live in, say, Omaha, you don't have to travel to Jersey City, which, believe me, Jersey City in August is probably the most beautiful place in the world, but you can Zoom in. The Jersey City Comedy Festival celebrates 3 years of laughs. It was formerly known as the Sixth Borough Comedy Festival. Performers will be featured in 9 different shows, including professional stand-up, improv comedy, and sketch comedy. $1,000 in cash prizes will be awarded to the comedians. 250 big ones. No, that would be like thousands, right? 250 regular dollars to the best sketch team. $250 to the best improv team. $250 to the audience stand-up pick. And $250 to the industry stand-up pick. Industry guest judges include, let's see who's on here that you know. Avira Eisenberg. Do you know her? She's one of the celebrity judges. She can award one of these folks $250. Special events include the Jersey Strong Showcase featuring stand-ups from all over New Jersey. So from like the Pinelands and Cape May and Hanover. Other special events are the Character Assassinations Roast of Harry Potter. Tickets are $10 to $15. Discounted festival passes, which include one ticket to each event, are also available for $45.50. For more info, it's jerseycitycomedyfestival.com. That's your comedy news for today. Hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, follow on Spotify. See you tomorrow.
On the next The Top 11 podcast, we embark on a culinary journey across the globe as we explore the top 11 traditional dishes from around the world. From the comforting moussaka of Greece to the aromatic pho of Vietnam, we discover the dishes that have become synonymous with their countries of origin. We delve into the simplicity and magnificence of Italy's pizza napoletana, the precision and aesthetics of Japan's sushi, and the warmth and welcoming spirit of Canada's poutine. Follow The Top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.